Hurricane Harvey is historic. We've never seen anything like it before. But people are still using comparisons when it comes to this hurricane and Hurricane Katrina. Congressional Black Caucus Chair and New Orleans native, Cedric Richmond.
Well, I can tell you, it is a reminder of Katrina. It's a reminder of how strong Mother Nature can be and how vulnerable we are as citizens. And then the other part, you know, for me, I flash back and when you lose everything that you have and you are in your most vulnerable state, you really find out how people feel about you. And for New Orleans, it was people attempting to take advantage of the opportunity to say that New Orleans should be built back differently, less, quote, poor people and struggling people and all of those. So what we learned is to make sure that the people of Houston and victims understand that we're going to be there with them to help them rebuild. And one of the things that I learned through Katrina and most recently the Baton Rouge flood and with Sandy, we have a whole bunch of laws that just don't make sense within our Stafford Act and FEMA. And we have introduced legislation to help that. I hope I've talked to the speaker about it, and our hope is that we can move on some legislation that will be lessons learned from other disasters so that we can get this one right. For example, bringing in the temporary housing is not always the best answer, and we would spend anywhere from $60,000 to $100,000 to bring a mobile home, manufactured home, or a FEMA trailer into the city for someone to live in, when the cost to their home to fix it up may be $70,000 or $80,000. But we did that because the rules said that we couldn't use any federal government money to go towards permanent fixes. And we filed a bill to say that the Secretary of FEMA should have the discretion, or Homeland Security should have the discretion, to waive that provision. Because if it makes more sense for us to get the person back in their home at a cheaper cost than what it is to provide temporary housing, then let's get that person back in their home so that we don't have to spend it on temporary housing. And then at the end of the day, we're going to give the money to fix up the home also. So it would save us money, it would save homeowners headaches, and it would expedite the recovery. So our goal is to just use common sense to try to get through this bureaucratic nightmare that the citizens and the different municipalities are going to face as they try to recover.
So what's the CBC, what's the focus right now for your organization as it relates to Houston and Louisiana?
Well, we're still in rescue mode, and we have enough numbers where we can do both. Still focused on rescue as well as plan for recovery. So I've talked to members of the Texas delegation to talk about what an aid package should and would look like, and the Black Caucus does not mind taking the lead on it. We will certainly support it, and we will argue and push for it to happen as fast as possible because we understand the significance of it. So we look forward to taking the lead when we get back on the recovery, and you could expect to see CBC members down there once recovery. Oh, rescue is over. I'm sorry. The one thing you don't want to do is get in the way. And right now we need to make sure that we're rescuing as many people and that the Coast Guard and all of the others are participating. And then we go and kick in really hard when it's time for recovery mode.
And last question, is it true that if there is indeed, well, once the monies come, is it true it would probably happen more so towards the end of the year when those monies would be released?
No, what happens is that we will approve disaster money. Then the city or the governor's office, whoever's going to take the lead on it, will then have to negotiate an action plan with HUD and get their action plan approved for homeowner assistance. But public assistance and those things will be available immediately. And in fact, are available now.
April Ryan, AURN News.